Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers, we are going to go back to Sir Croakington, and we shall be going back to Wackner's Mad. Wackner's Mad, where? Well, we'll just see. We'll see what's on the 33rd floor of Wackner's Mad. Which, well, I suspect there may well be more of those icy blue gems, because they seem to be everywhere. Anyway, here's the stone I step on, down to floor 33. I'm sort of near the south side, but it's hard to tell when the map stretches off to the east, the west and the north, all twisty. Now I'm going to go south. Your light scatters the gloom as you boldly explore the twisting passages of this maze level. Well, I went southwest a bit and we have a question mark. The face of a woman carved onto the end of a stone protrudes from the wall here. It appears the stone block upon which the face is carved would be pushed into the wall. Push the stone block back into the wall. Despite several valiant attempts, you are unable to push the stone block back into the wall. Right, southwest a bit more is another question mark. You're standing in a small chamber, the western edge of the short chamber. Seven narrow slots are carved to the south wall of this room. There'd be something long and thin I had to put into those slots. Maybe some levers. But wherever they are, I haven't got them yet. Or at least if I have got them, I forgot about it. Exploration status, no wandering foes. Yet. Suddenly, as you step into a small rounded alcove, just off the main passage, I'm a bit west of where we just were. In the southwest corner, you're immediately confronted by a hulking creature of stone. The monstrous elemental, as large as any ogre, stretches wide its cavernous, toothless mouth and unleashes a savage, ear-shattering bellow. The fearsome creature, its giant hand clutching a long iron rod, turns and rushes at you. I mean, do elementals really need weapons? I guess it gives them a bit more range, but they're already made out of rocks, so they don't really. It doesn't really hurt that much more with you get punched by a rotting rock fist or a rod. I guess a sword would be better because of the pointiness or the slashiness. But for a blunt force weapon? Not really that much difference. I guess there's increased range, but. It's already got range for days. I guess Wackner, I just wanted to mess it up a bit. The fearsome creature, its giant hand clutching a long iron rod, turns and rushes at you, its heavy footfall shaking the floor and bringing down chunks of stone from overhead. With no desire to be crushed to death by the stone menace, you leap to the side as the massive stone being thunders past. Much to your surprise, the elemental does not turn to it again comes after you. Instead, it stomps off along the passage outside and swiftly disappears into the gloom. Okay, now it's a wandering foe. Okay, so that's how this level is going to work. Wait. Could that wad it's carrying go into the slots, perhaps? Okay, I'm going up the west side. Suddenly, off in the distance, you can hear what sounds like a large number of footfalls echoing through the darkness. Wait, footfalls? I mean, Oakwork archetypes, they have footfalls? I guess many of those mechanical things have footfalls, so it could just be a regular part of the mad puzzle. Or someone's coming after me. Someone with an army. After only a few moments, the unsettling sound fades to silence. Little alcove to the west. Here's another. Oh, this is a drainage check. Suddenly, a strange feeling comes subtly over you. It's twice as suddenly. It's as if your energy is being rapidly drained away. Picking a number. Bonus of 50. 20 from aura. 20 from mind. 10 from spirit. Got to get 75 or more. Pick now! 90 success. You're able to stave off the worst effects of the strange draining magic that has assailed you. 2 points if your Neville reserve has been drained away, but I got plenty left. Alright. Suddenly, as you step into a small rounded alcove just at the main passage, you're immediately confronted by a hulking creature of stone. The monstrous elemental, as large as any ogre, stretches wide its cavernous, toothless maw and unleashes a savage, ear-shattering bellow. The fearsome creature, its giant hand clutching a long iron wad, turns and rushes at you, its heavy footfall shaking the floor and bringing down chunks of stone from overhead. With no desire to be crushed to death by the stone menace, you leap to your side as the massive stone being thunders past. Much to your surprise, the elemental does not turn to again come after you. Instead, it stomps off along the passage outside and swiftly disappears into the gloom. So that'll be another random combat for later. Okay, I'm going northeast a bit. That's another question mark. Invisible barrier, perhaps that leads to the way down. Alright, and south of that is another one. Picking a number. Bonus of 49. 19 from thievery, 20 from aura, 10 from luck. Got to get 76 or more. They keep getting tougher. 52, failure. Suddenly, you've unwittingly sprung a sinister trap. A broad column of crimson flame erupts on the floor of the passage directly beneath your feet. The deadly inferno directly engulfs you in its deadly firestorm. You struggle to stave off the more devastating effects of the deadly flames. Picking a number. Bonus of 30. 20 from body, 10 from spirit. Gonna get 71 or more. Or I will burn. Pick now. 68. Failure. Unable to resist the more devastating effects of the flames. You sustain the sinister trap's full and deadly wrath. Hot. 11 damage. Thankful to survive your encounter with the snare. The snare, you vow to remain your guard and set out to record your exploration of the ancient maze. Okay. As you attempt to move west, you're forcibly repelled by an invisible barrier. Oh, another one. Okay, and then a bit east of that. You're standing in a long chamber with a high vaulted ceiling that stretches out of sight into the deep gloom overhead. A wide wing of jagged black stones dominates the centre of the oblong room. A dark, churning vortex fills the middle of the wing of stones. A low, pulsing hum escapes from the core of the swirling gate and echoes off the walls of this chamber. A profound sense of dread washes over you whenever you attempt to approach the wing of stones. You wisely decide to keep your distance. Particular item may be of use here. Wing of Greater Warding? No. Bag of Stone Spiders? No. Earthenware Bottle? No. Hammer of Icy Wrath? No. Twisted Wooden Wad? No. Apparently, whatever I use here is... I've not got it yet. Okay, making my way north. It's the trap check, and it succeeded. 16 XP to thievery. Alright. And energy drain check, and I passed. Only 2 Nether Reserve was drained away that time. And then there's a question mark just in the middle of the corridor. The face of a woman, carved into the end of the block of stone, protrudes from the wall here. It appears a stone block upon which the face is carved can be pushed back into wall. Push the stone block back into wall? Nope, can't do it yet. Can't do it yet. The passage shakes. A massive being of stone stomps into view, dust up ahead. The hulking elemental, its giant fist closed around a long iron wad, stretches wide its cavernous mouth and unleashes a savage, ear-shattering bellow. With a startling speed, the creature of stone thunders along the corridor, swiftly bearing down on you. I'm recording for the podcast, so you might want to mute yourself. The passage shakes as the massive being of stone stomps into view, dust up ahead. The hulking elemental, its giant fist closed around a long iron wad, stretches wide its cavernous mouth and unleashes a savage, ear-shattering bellow. With a startling shriek, the creature of stone thunders along the corridor, swiftly bearing down upon you. It's a hulking stone guardian. The massive being of stone swipes at you with its iron wad. Just going to keep bash, 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 bashy, 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 bash. Lots of bashing, because as you'd expect for something made of stone, it has a lot of health. Especially since it's also very big. And it is slain. 138 experience. And 256 experience to general. You step back and stare down at the pile of rubble in the middle of the passage. The heap of shattered stone is all that remains of the fearsome guardian. The fearsome guardian. Suddenly, you spot the iron wad. Suddenly you spot the iron wad, a weapon wielded with such devastating effects by the fallen elemental, sticking out from the mist of the debris. A closer examination reveals the wad to be a lever, like in those 7 slots I found earlier. And like that I will return to. Immediately realising the lever will likely prove to be of importance, because otherwise it wouldn't be in this place. Because everything in Wackner's Mad is there for a reason. Usually the reasons that Wackner put in. But sometimes the reasons of other things. Like the sinister sentient portal to another world that the whole labyrinth was built to contain. So it's a long iron lever, let's look at it. This long length of iron is actually a lever. After sucking the lever in amongst your other belongings, you once again set off along the gloomy corridor. And there's the stone block again. Okay, making my way north and east. Another invisible barrier. A new thing has turned up. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wackner's Labyrinth. The hulking silhouette of an Otrox suddenly appears at the edge of your light, just up ahead. The silent being of wood and iron, its movements less fluid than the Otrox you encountered outside the labyrinth, bears down on you with startling speed as it launches a swift and savage attack. It's an Otrox archetype. I'll just quick combat these, because I fought a lot of them in previous floors. And all Otrox kind of fight the same. Thankful to have survived the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear for once again setting off through the labyrinth. Alright, I'm checking out the north side. Suddenly, off in the distance, you hear what sounds like a large number of footfalls echoing through the darkness. That's probably more Otrox joining the dungeon, where I'll have to fight them later. After only a few moments, the unsettling sound fades to silence. Okay, and... Alright, this northeast corner. You're standing in a small square chamber at the eastern end of the long passage. A heap of rubble lies in the centre of the room. It's another Okurok archetype. Going to quick combat that again. Another 17 experience. Alright, moving along the north side. Energy draining check. 113 gets me a success, so I only lose 2 Neville Reserve. And you're standing in a deep alcove at the end of a long corridor you've been following. A slab of stone against the back wall in the alcove bears an engraving that depicts 7 Takabaks in circular formation. Okay, 7 Takabaks, so the 7 slots on the southern side, so there'd be 7 levers, and that probably relates to these 7 Takabaks in some way. I've done this before, so I should remember, but I don't. Alright, now exploring a bit more. Suddenly, as you step into a small rounded alcove just off the main passage, you're immediately confronted by a hulking creature of stone. The monstrous elemental, as large as any ogre, stretches wide its cavernous, toothless mouth, and unleashes a savage, ear-shattering bellow. The fearsome creature, its giant hand clutching a long iron rod, turns and rushes at you, its heavy footfalls, heavier than that, shaking the floor and bringing down chunks of stone from overhead. With no desire to be crushed to death by the stone menace, you leap to your side as the massive stone being thunders past, much to surprise. The elemental does not turn to again come after you. Instead, it stomps off along the passage outside and swiftly disappears into the gloom. But we will meet it again soon. Yeah, I'm just filling in all the gaps of this dungeon, so I unleash all these giant stone elementals so I can fight them and get their levers. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wagner's Labyrinth, a mechanical ogre, its torso, head and hulking limbs formed out of a haphazard collection of iron and copper, stomps towards you out of the gloom ahead. The monstrous creation, its gaping maw filled with jagged metal teeth, rattles loudly as moves in to attack. It's a mechanical ogre, which isn't the worst ogre we could encounter, but still a pretty bad thing. Mechanical ogre stomps forward and attacks. Keep going. It is slain, or smashed, I guess, since it's not alive. You can't really say it's slain. 15 XP. Thankful to survive the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear for once again setting off through the labyrinth. Alright, and a bit. What was this? And there's a barrier, and southeast of that is another alcove. And it's another one of those big elementals with the giant rods, which are actually levers. And it wanders past me, but I'll see it again soon. There's a lot going on this layer. As I've got 7 elementals, 7 levers, 7 Takabaks, maybe sort of something else. And then a bit south of where we just unleashed one, we unleash another one. And it just goes past me, so I will encounter it later. Exploration status, only a small number of wandering foes remain, probably be mostly those elementals. And here's the stat draining check, pick now. 122 is a success, 1 point of your Neville Reserve has been drained away. Still got 86 left. It's the mechanical ogre, quick combat that, because we fought one manually, so it's the same text, don't have to read it again. Alright, and... you're standing in an alcove just to the north, the passage you've been following. A long cylindrical impression adorns the back wall of this broad hollow. So if I ever get anything cylindrical, I could use it here. But I don't have anything cylindrical. At least I don't think so. Definitely not something long and cylindrical. Off the distance, you hear what sounds like a large number of footfalls echoing through the darkness. After only a few moments, the unsettling sound fades to silence. Yep, and we now have more of those wandering foes. It's went from a small number to a dwindling number. And I go to a little alcove just northeast of where I were. And another elemental has got out. And now it's wandering around, waiting to smash me. Just like I'm going to smash this Otrok archetype. For 17 experience. Alright, and going down the east side now. And there's another one of those blocks with the face of a woman. Can't do anything with that yet. Maybe later. Mechanical goblin. Your exploration comes to abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wagner's labyrinth. A mechanicized goblin, crafted out of iron and copper, emits a chorus of echoing clanks as it moves towards you out of the darkness ahead. A strange automaton, its squarish metal head, bearing an engraved fang-filled grin, raises a crude but sharp blade as it prepares to attack. Its mechanical goblin, begin combat. Mechanical goblin whirls as it steps forward and attacks. I don't have anything around me to make a whirling sound, so you'll have to imagine it yourself. Keep going. And it is slain. 14 XP. Thankful to survive the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear before once again setting off through the labyrinth. Alright, I'm checking out the southeastern corner of this maze now. Suddenly, off in the distance, you can hear what sounds like a large number of footfalls echoing through the darkness. After only a few moments, the unsettling sound fades to silence. Alright, and here's another one of those hulking stone guardians. It's just did a quick combat that. To combat it quickly. And I fight it, 138 experience and 256 experience to general. You step back and stare down at the pile of rubble in the middle of the passage. The heap of shattered stone is all that remains of the fearsome guardian. Suddenly, you spot an iron wad. The weapon wielded with such devastating effects by the fallen elemental. Stepping out from the midst of the debris. Good job I didn't break that in the fight. Well, I guess it's made out of iron, so it's pretty tough. A closer examination reveals the wad to be a lever. Immediately realising the lever will likely prove to be important, you promptly take possession of it. It's another long iron lever. After tucking the lever in amongst your other belongings, you once again set off along the gloomy corridor. Alright, continuing to check out the southeast corner. There's an alcove to the north. And another of those hulking elementals. He's now wandering around, waiting to be smashed. A cloud of green mist drifts through the room here. As you step towards the mist, it suddenly begins to swell. It's the green fog. It's attempting to envelop you. Your mastery of Arcana allows you to immediately recognise the mist possesses remarkable healing properties. You decide you should only step in here when you're in dire need of... Well, I'm in need of some healing. I wouldn't say it's dire, but I'll step in anyway. As you step closer to the crowd of green mist, the hovering mass of fog swiftly expands and envelops you. A powerful sense of rejuvenation washes over you. 43 stamina points restored. As the sensation fades, the mist rapidly dissipates. Well, at least none of the restoration went to waste. So at least, even if it wasn't all that much restoration. Okay, I've not been keeping of how many elementals I've lost unleashed, but once I've explored every part of this dungeon, which you can better tell because there's little steps on the map. Alright, going around the middle of the south side now, just filling in the gaps. And check. And oh, I failed it again. You've unwittingly sprung a sinister trap. It's another one of those flame traps. You struggle to stave off the more devastating effects of the deadly flames. Possessor 71, pick now. 85, success. You manage to resist the deadlier effects of the flames, but still sustain moderate damage. Maybe I stop, drop and roll, perhaps? Thankful to survive the encounter with the snare, you vow to remain on your guard as you set out to continue your exploration of the ancient maze. Right, filling in the gaps. Ooh, your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wakhnar's Mad. Wakhnar's Labyrinth. The large, inky silhouette of a long-legged spider peels away from the wall just up ahead and slips silently through towards you through the gloom. The sinister arachnid, composed entirely out of shadow, moves in swiftly, eager to snare and devour its intended prey. Shadow spider, quick combat, regular combat it. The shadow spider attempts to impale you with its deadly stinger. The stinger stabs me, just something, I didn't read it. The spider's barbed stinger stabs into your flesh. Yep, that's what stingers do. Well, usually not your flesh. Usually the flesh of a... spiders don't have stingers, so... But if spiders did have stingers, it wouldn't go into your flesh. It would go into the flesh of delicious bugs. And maybe it was a woman spider, a male spider, who just happened to be delicious at this moment. You know what it's like. You make some babies, you get a bit hungry. Ooh, look, there's a man there. Nom. it's like that when you're a spider. Your body score helps you to avoid being paralysed by the spider venom. That was 7 damage. And it is slain. 15 XP. Thankful to survive the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear for once again setting off through the labyrinth. Alright, I went north. There's an alcove to the west. And this is the way up with the stacked pyramid formation. And just a bit north of that, it's the wing of black stones, which will do something somewhere at some point, probably. I mean, otherwise it wouldn't be there. Another hulking stone guardian, just going to quick combat that. It is slain. 138 experience, 256 to general, and another long iron lever. How many have I got now? 3 so far. Quite a lot. I think pretty sure there's 7 because there's 7 slots. Right, I'm near the eastern edge, but not quite. There's some blue mist that also heals you. Alright, I'll take it. 30 healing. 30 healing from the blue mist. And south is some red mist, and I also get healed from that, but only by 11. It all adds up. Especially when this dungeon was first released, and characters were a lot weaker than they are now. And here's a mechanical goblin. Quick combat, 14 XP. I think I've explored every square of this dungeon now. There's a mechanical ogre. Quick combat, 15 XP. Let's see. Hulking Stone Guardian. Quick combat that. For 138 experience, 256 to general. And a long iron lever. So that's 4 of them now. Only a small number of wandering foes remain. I don't think there's any place I haven't been. Shadow Spider. Quick combat, 15 experience. Just keep wandering around. A bit southwest of where we started. Here's where the 7 slots are. But I haven't got all the levers yet, so I'll wait until we've got all the levers. Now, what is there to do? Mechanical Ogre. Quick combat. 15 experience. I think one of those, that smashed pile of rocks may well have been one of those elementals being smashed up before I smashed it. That's not fair. I'm supposed to smash the elementals. We can't have anyone else smashing the elementals. Long cylindrical impression. Could that be those levers? I'll give them a shot. Long iron lever. No. No, that's not what we put there. Okay, now I'm going to go out and check out the northeast side. Oh, except there isn't a northeast side. That's kind of empty. Mechanical Goblin. 14 experience. Still a small number of Wandering Foes remain. Oh, it's probably... Oh, I see. The northeast side is a separate area detached from the west of this area where I'll have to be teleported in. Probably to do... Probably that ring of black stones that's a teleporter place. And then there'll be something there. Just something. Not sure what. And there's the 7 Takabaks in a circular formation. On a raised slab of stone. Don't know what that does. But maybe I'll find out later. Hawking Stone Guardian. Quick combat. 138 experience. 256 to general. And a long iron lever. That's 5 of them now. Just check. Yep, lot 5. 5 long iron levers. I'll take this chance to give myself a bit of healing. Just a bit. Yes, well. These foes are not that tough for me. Because Sir Croakington is ridiculously overpowered. Just way more powerful than she needs to be to do this. Because I've put off doing Wackner's Mad for quite a while. I'm probably 3/4 of the way through all the stuff you can do. And then I did Wackner's Mad. And most of that stuff wasn't even in the game yet. Okay, not most of it, but a lot of it. Shadow Spider. Quick combat. 15 experience. Very few Wandering Foes remain now. Another spider. Make that one less of them. For 15 experience.
Here we go. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here we go. I'm just wandering around at random, really. Waiting for those stone elementals to turn up so I can smash them and take their levers. Still very few. Of course, there's very few. I haven't smashed anything since I last checked. Keep wandering around. Hawking Stone Guardian. Quick combat. It's the same results as the last time we fought it. So that's lever number 6. Still very few wandering foes remain. I think there'll probably be some random fights like this mechanical goblin. 14 experience. Let's see. Still very few. Just wandering around. Waiting for that final. I hope there'll be a final Hulking Elemental, because then I'll have 7 levers to fill the 7 slots. Or I'll just keep going until we have no wandering foes left. Whichever comes first. Wandering near the northeast side, and then the north part. Where you wander doesn't matter. Mechanical Ogre. Quick combat, 15 experience. Still very few. Hulking Stone Guardian. Quick combat. It is slain. Alright, all 7 levers are now mine. And I'll just use them now so they'll be on the recently used list. Okay, what can I do with all these levers? Well, I'm going to put them in those slots on the, near the south side. 7 narrow slots. Long iron lever. You take the 7 levers in your possession and set them into the slots on the south wall. The long pieces of iron fit snugly into the openings and click into place. Having successfully replaced the levers, you step back from the wall. Alright, pull the levers. You carefully lower the 7 iron levers. Well, at least I don't have to, lower them in a particular order. So that's one less thing for me to worry about, at least. So Croaking is probably worrying about it, but not me. You're not certain if anything has happened as a result of your action. Well, must be the right thing, because I just got 128 experience in general. Suddenly, the faint but unnerving sound of stone grating on stone reaches your ears from some distant, shadowy corner of the labyrinth. Alright, now what has changed? Can I push these stone blocks back into the wall? No, not yet. Oakwork Archetype, just going to quick combat that. 17 experience. Still very few wandering foes remain. No point seeking them out. There's the Pyramid Formation, that's the way up. And here's the Wing of Black Stones. Yep, Jagged Black Stones. Can't do anything with that yet. Can I do something where the Wing of Tackerbax is? Oakwork Archetype, quick combat that. Still very few wandering foes remain. How many foes are there under the very few? Maybe they'll increase. Maybe some have sneaked in while I wasn't looking. You're standing in a deep alcove at the end of a long corridor you've been following. A large stone chest sits on a raised slab of stone against the back wall of the alcove. At the base of the chest is an ornately engraved lid carved out of a solid block of stone. There appears to be no way to open the strange container. Alright, I'm just going to use all the items. The hammer? No. Wing of Greater Warding? No. Stone spiders? No. Overware bottle? No. Oh, wait. Well, I did do something. 256 experience to general. You reach out and pour some of the blue liquid from your earthenware bottle onto the chest. Almost instantly, the liquid transforms into a thick layer of frost that spreads to cover the massive stone block. Alright, then if it's frosty, then it's time for the Hammer of Icy Wrath. Another 256 experience to general. You raise up the Hammer of Icy Wrath and deliver the ice-covered chest to a fearsome blow. The stone block instantly shatters into hundreds of jagged, frosty shards. And of course, I used the power of fortification in advance to make sure that none of these shards stabbed through me. At first, it appears there was nothing in the chest. Upon a second examination of the Zoroark, however, discover a small, round stone amulet. The stone amulet, attached to a thick iron chain, depicts a human face carved in half, vertically. The thick side of the amulet's engraved face is that of a man. The left side is a man, while the right side is the face of a woman. You promptly take possession of the curious. Find it's a two-faced amulet. It's armour for your neck. It's got a magical quality, as you'd expect from anything you find in Wackner's Man, pretty much. It's got a melee weighting of 2, 2 stamina points, and 2 luck, which might come in handy in certain situations. The engravings of this wound stony amulet depict a human face divided in half. Yep, what we just read. Anyway, I'm going to use it now because it's going to be handy for those blocks. Okay, now I'm going to go to one of those blocks. Mechanical Boblin blocks my path, but smashed it. 14 XP exploration status. Only a lone wandering foe remains. But it probably won't remain for very long, Shadow Spider, and it didn't. 15 experience now. There's no wandering foe, so I can wander around and just smash things. Except there's nothing to smash. You're standing in a small chamber at the eastern end of the long passage. A tall, imposing statue of an armoured woman, seemingly pierced together from chunks of rubble and other debris, stands in the centre of the room. Wait. Have I been smashing these elementals? I was building this. The white hand is closed if it's meant to be wrapped around something. A faint blue aura surrounds the statue. Particular item may be of use here. Okay, I'm just going to go through the regular items. The Hammer of Icy Wrath, perhaps? Whoa, something's happened. 256 experience in general. I wasn't really sure the Hammer of Icy Wrath would do anything, but you can never use the wrong thing, because Ragnar didn't design his dungeons like that. The instant you hold up the Hammer of Icy Wrath, the aura of blue surrounds the statue vanishes. Your eyes are immediately drawn to the statue's white hand. Clutched in the sculpture's stone fingers is a bronze wad. Close examination of the wad reveals it is able to be easily removed. You promptly, though carefully, take possession of it. It's a short bronze wad. That would probably be the spiritical thing to go in the spiritical alcove. Let's have a closer look at it. This is a short wad made out of bronze. The rod bears no marking of any kind. Alright, that's probably all I have to do with that statue. Okay, and a bit southwest of that, there's the face of a woman. I'm going to use the two-face amulet on it. Now, push the stone block back into the wall. The two-faced amulet glows as you place your hand on the protruding block. With minimal effort, you push the heavy stone block back into the wall. The instant the carved face on the end of the block is flush with the surrounding wall, the rectangular length of stone shudders. As the block slowly extends from the wall again, you're quick to notice the engraved face it bears has changed. The glow surrounding your amulet fades. It is now the face of a man, thanks with the amulet helping with that somehow. And I can push it back to turn it back. To turn it back into a woman. Because at least in this dungeon, people don't kick up a massive fuss about trans things existing. They just say, yeah, they exist. Big deal. We've got a lot bigger things to concern ourselves with. There's another block on near the eastern side. Push that in, and it changes into a man. Okay, keep going. Just exploring other places and push the stone block back into the wall. And there's another block that's now of a man. Don't know if that actually did anything. Where is where I can put... No, that I've done that one. That's already a man. Forcefully repelled by invisible barriers somewhere. And near the northeast corner. Nope, barrier. Now, there must be some place I can... There was a cylindrical expression somewhere. Oh, here we are. Also near the northeast corner, but not... Well, in the gap. It's along the gap. In the gap that where the northeast corner was. Along cylindrical expression, impression adorns the black wall here. Used a short bronze rod. No, try it again. Okay, no, try it again. Short bronze rod. No. I thought it would do something there. Two-face amulet? No. Other way of ball? No. Okay, maybe there's someplace else I use this short rod. Because, if I've got it, it must do something. Otherwise, it wouldn't be given it. Because everything in Wackner's Mad is there for a reason. Except some of the wandering encounters, they're just there. The seven tackerback things seem to have disappeared. Okay, maybe I use the wad back at the statue. Short bronze wad. No. Hammer of Icy Wrath. 256 experience to general. The instant you hold up the Hammer of Icy Wrath, the aura of blue that surrounds the statue vanishes. Your eyes are immediately drawn to the statue's white hand. Clutched in the sculpture's stone fingers is a bronze wad. That's the second of them. A closer examination of the wad reveals to be able to easily be removed. You carefully take possession of his short bronze wad. Suddenly's are usually a good thing. 256 experience to general. The dazzling golden glow floods the chamber. As the flare fades, you dare to uncover your eyes. You're surprised to discover the pair of bronze wads you acquired in this very womb have become a single larger wad. Okay, not that surprised. I sort of suspected something like that. Once it started glowing, a thick band of raven bone now fuses the ends of the wads together. Ooh, raven bone. There's a link for that. Raven bone. The extremely rare and valuable minion known as raven bone is believed to possess many mystical qualities. Thus, the highly prized jet black and very dense substance has long been sought by those wishing to employ it in its many different capabilities. It has been suggested by some that raven bone was used in ages past by great warriors who would drink a mixture made from the mineral that would grant them near invincibility in combat. It is believed that no true deposit of raven bone has been discovered in the last few centuries, and indeed very, very little of the precious an arcane mineral is to be found anywhere across the realms. Although admittedly, Wackner, is a master of gating, so if something's not, whether or not something's in the realms doesn't really close him down. And also, he made up this labyrinth centuries ago where Ravenbone may well have been more common. Not, common, but slightly less rare enough that a super well connected wizard should be able to find just a little bit of it for reasons. Okay, now, there's no item to be used here, so not gonna do anything there. Okay, now can I use the long blodge wad here? No, not there. No, right. Oh, yeah. Just a bit southwest of where we got it. In an alcove pointing north. A long cylindrical expression. That's why the short one didn't work. Long broad wad. Bronze wad. Use 128 experience to general. The bronze wad fits perfectly into the cylindrical impression. You attempt to remove the wad. Move the wad. Only to discover that it refuses to budge. You suddenly notice the black silhouette of a tackerback is emblazoned on the floor. You're standing in an alcove just to the north of the passage you've been following. A long bronze wad set into the cylindrical expression adorns the back wall of the broad hollow. A black silhouette of a tackerback is emblazoned on the floor. Step onto the emblazoned silhouette. As you step onto the emblazoned silhouette, your surroundings blur and you're momentarily overcome by a profound sense of disorientation. Seconds later, when your vision clears, you realise you're no longer where you just were. You've been teleported. Okay, I'm in the northeast corner, completely isolated from the west of the dungeon. And it's mostly a little square and with a little alcove to the south of it. I'm going to go to the alcove. And what's in the alcove? An inverted pyramid formation. Place my hand. Nothing happens yet. There is still more to do here. Because that inverted pyramid formation is the way down. Okay. We have a bright silver light suddenly floods the passage. You instinctively throw up your hands to shield your eyes from the fierce glow. Moments later, when the light has faded, you uncover your eyes. There, standing in the centre of the corridor, directly in front of you, is the pale blue apparition of Ragnar. The young looking, he's actually incredibly old. Bent mage attempts to smile, but almost as quickly as the expression appears, it vanishes, returning to its familiar stoic countenance. Take the gem. It's there. On the floor, he says, his soft voice wavering as his eyes dart to his fleet. It's a Deathgate gem. There are more of them about, but let this one be your only concern for now. Until you destroy it, you are trapped here. Toss it into the... Ragnar's weak voice trails away into silence. You quickly cast your gaze to the floor. The instant your eyes settle upon the opaque black gem lying at your feet, you're compelled to pick it up. You reach down and close your quivering fingers around the small glittering gem, Deathgate gem. This opaque glittering black gem is a death gem. Is a death gem? The word Deathgate just suddenly disappeared. Keeping a death gem for too long can unforeseen and usually unpleasant consequences for anyone unlucky enough to find themselves in possession of one of the wicked stones. Ragnar instructed you to destroy the death gem as soon as possible. The means to do so, he said, could be found on this level of the labyrinth. Ragnar falls silent, then raises his eyes to meet your curious gaze. A strange sensation washes over you. 1,024 experience to general, and 128 experience to all skills and powers. As the odd feeling begins to diminish, a flash of silver light suddenly fills the passage. You instinctively throw up your hands to shield your eyes from the fierce glow. Moments later, when the light has faded, you uncover your eyes. There was no longer any sign of Ragnar in the dark passage. Okay. No, not that bit. Step on the tackerback silhouette. I am teleported. Head back south. Okay, now we've got to find, I think it's that ring of black jagged stones that will get me what I need. I'm just going to ignore those transgendering stones for a bit. I'm not sure what they do. Maybe they'll be the clue to something later. Here's the Ring of Stones. A dark churning vortex fills the middle of the Ring of Stones. Let's go throw a Jeff Gem into it. Oh, I didn't put it on the recently used list. Silly me. I wasted a cue. I wasted some time. Deathgate Gem. Use. 2048 experience to general. And 128 experience to all skills and powers. That's pretty nice. Struggling. I think that's more experience than I think I got from completing Proving Grounds 1. Struggling against the overpowering sense of dread animating from the vortex at the back centre of the chamber. You brave the edge nearer to the Ring of Stones. At last, unable to move any closer, you remove the Jeffgate gem from among your possessions and hurl the wretched stone into the churning core of the abyss. As the gem vanishes into the vortex, the low pulsing hum that fills the womb suddenly rises in pitch. Well, the Jeffgate gem is mine no more. Wherever it's gone, good riddance. After several seconds, the hum returns to its original state. The Jeffgate gem is gone forever. You quickly move back from the Ring of Stones. And this wing is still ominous. Presumably, it's a good place to destroy anything you want to be destroyed. Or, as far as you're concerned, it's destroyed. Maybe it turns up somewhere. Maybe there's a portal, I don't know, in Slough or something, where anything you throw into that portal just suddenly appears. But since it's Slough, an aura of dread isn't really noticed there. Particular item may be use here. Wait, item? Use? Earthenware bottle? Two-faced amulet? Hammer of Icy Wrath? You know, maybe it's just always stuck like that. Maybe the twisted. Haven't used the twisted wooden wad in a while. Use that. No, I'm just going to leave it be. Okay, this might be all I need to get out of this dungeon now. Or this lay of this level of this dungeon. There'll be plenty more levels to go. Plenty more. Although some of them aren't in the game yet. Okay, I think I'll be able to go to make my way to the next level. I'm not sure what a lot of this stuff has done, but maybe I did it by accident. Step on the emblazoned silhouette. You've been teleported. Can I make my way down to the next level? Nope, still nothing happens. Alright, there's still more to do. Even though I've destroyed the Deathgate gem. Alright, step on the emblazoned silhouette. You've been teleported. Head back south. Okay, there must be something I can do. Drat, my browser just closed for no reason. It's a very stupid thing for it to do. Don't know why it did that, it just does it sometimes. But never deliberately. If you try and close it manually, it takes a while. But if you want to close it by accident, that can happen instantly. Because it's stupid. It's a big stupid pile of stupid stupidity. While I get everything back. And I'm back. I'm not sure what I'm doing next. I'm just going to go to places and see what happens. There's the transgendering stone. I'll keep it as a man. I'm not sure if it wants to be a man, but... Oh, here's a thing. You're standing in a small semicircular chamber just to the east of the passage you've been following. Hovering in the centre of the room, 4 feet off the floor, is a glowing, fist-sized blue orb. If you'd watched previous episodes, you know we've seen a lot of these. We've so many, like 20, nearly 30 now. The floating orb is covered by what appears to be a thin layer of ice. When you attempt to approach the orb, the strange spear swiftly moves beyond your grasp. Going to use the hammer of icy wrath. 64 experience to general. You hold up the hammer of icy wrath, tilting its massive frost-covered head towards the icy blue orb. The floating orb immediately flares brightly, dazzling your eyes with its azure radiance. After only a few moments, the dazzling glow fades, leaving behind no trace of the blue orb. Much to your astonishment, however, you discover another small blue gem. It's not that astonishing at all. You know exactly what's going to happen. You are no longer astonished. To no astonishment at all. Its colour nearly identical to that of the vanished orb. It is now embedded in the base of the fearsome hammer's frozen head. Okay, let's get some more of those gems. Right, here's another one. Just gonna get that. Use the hammer of icy wrath. Another 64 experience in general. Another small blue gem on the hammer. I'm just going to wherever there are little question marks. Here's another one. Hammer of icy wrath. Another small blue gem on it. And just northeast of the entrance is this churning black vortex. Definitely not going to mess with that. Because it seems to be a hole of annihilation. Or something like that. Pull the levers. I pull the levers. I don't know if they did anything. Maybe they didn't. Maybe I'm supposed to do something first. Maybe what I was supposed to do has already been done. Probably. Okay, can I make my way down now? Onto the emblazoned Tackerback silhouette. That's a type of bird. Place your hand in the impression. Oh, yes, it does the... You place your hand into the hand-shaped impression just below the engraved skulls. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression, and for a fleeting moment the entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 384 experience to general. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorns its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Wrackner's Perilous Labyrinth has just been unlocked, so I'll pop down to have a look at that. Floor 34. Okay, I seem to be near the southeast corner of what is mostly one long snaky passage, from what I see so far. Who knows what it will do off screen. And there's one alcove sticking out of it. But anyhow, we've passed an hour now. And I generally don't like my episodes to be more than an hour. I don't know, maybe I think that's just general. That's just a rule I have. I think it's general podcasting etiquette or something. To have at least semi-reliable episode lengths. So when people, you know, go, I've got an hour left, I can listen to an episode. And not, you know, click on, I have no idea when the next episode was on. They have no idea how much time commitment they need. They could have a 10-minute episode. They could have a 2.5-hour episode. And that's probably not something people like that much. Anyhow, we're making our way out now. It's an impression. Stand in the impression and move away from here. Back to the town of Ashlyre, where we shall rest up for the next floor. And until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.